Hello, friends. This is Cliff Knight from Equippers International. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. We want to lift up Jesus and provide a place for you to learn more about Him and to grow in your relationship with Him. If you find the podcast helpful, feel free to share it with others. We believe it will be a source of blessing and encouragement, and you will be strengthened in your relationship with Jesus. Hello, welcome back to the podcast. We're in Romans 7, and we're stepping through Paul's deep understanding of the law and the believer's relationship to the law. And we're in verses 14 through 20. It's a paragraph where Paul's expressing his own personal testimony, and which I said in the previous episode, I personally believe is the experience to some extent of every believer at some point in their life. And I don't believe it's an experience that God would intend for us to be stuck in for the rest of our lives or for even prolonged periods of our lives, because Paul's always moving us through a discussion. I can't emphasize that enough. The book of Romans is moving. It's taking us somewhere. You can never chime in to the book of Romans in any given chapter and just say, I'm going to land here and interpret this passage as not in light of what's come before and what's coming after, because Paul is giving us an understanding of the gospel, and he's not stopped yet. He's still going. So we have to continue on in the forward motion of his discussion, but we also pause long enough in those places of his discussion to lift out truth, to make application to our lives, and do it in a way that I think is congruent with what Paul's trying to communicate. So we're right here in the middle of his own personal experience, which I believe also is a personal experience of every believer, seasons of their life. We looked in the previous episode about this truth that Paul says, when I don't do the very thing that I want to do, I'm actually agreeing with the law, and I'm actually confessing that the law is good, because the good that God desires to bring through the law is not that we would be legal conformist. That is not the good of the law. Let me say that again. The good of the law is not that we would be legal conformist and get it right every time. That misses the mark. The point is that the goodness of the law brings us to a revelation that we can't do it, and that we agree that the law is something unobtainable. And there has to be a solution. There has to be a better way. And this is what Paul's explaining. The better way is in the newness of the Spirit. We talked about that in a couple episodes back, where I gave the extensive illustration of walking in a relational connection to God in the Spirit. This is the higher place. This is the better place. This is the new place. This is the life-giving place. And this is where Paul's taking us in this discussion. Now, we ended the last episode in verse 16. We're going to pick up now in verse 17. Now, listen to what Paul says. So now, no longer am I the one doing it, but sin which dwells in me. Well, it sounds like, at first glance, Paul's passing the buck. We've all heard the saying, the devil made me do it. Kind of like what Paul's saying here. I'm not the one doing it anymore. I'm not the one doing the very thing I don't want to do. Sin is the one responsible for that. And this is exactly what Paul's explaining. It's a deep truth. It's something to get our heads around. It's something to get our hearts around. And you have to sit with it, and you have to let it marinate. You have to let the truth seep down into your very being and contemplate, meditate on these truths. What is Paul explaining? He's saying that we recognize that in this natural life, sin takes opportunity through the commandment, and it makes us to do the very thing we don't want to do. And when it does that, we recognize that is not the me that is in Christ. That is not the reality of my new man in Christ. That is sin in my flesh. Now, I want to talk about a very important truth And I want to disarm a very dangerous teaching that I believe has been destructive in many believers' lives. Now, unfortunately, even in my Bible, the New American Standard Version, when you come to this passage, which starts in verse 14, there is a bold heading above the paragraph. Now, I've said before, there are no paragraph divisions in the original letters of the Bible, and there definitely are no paragraph headings. So my encouragement to you, if you're a student of the Bible, is ignore the headings, because my heading says the conflict of two natures. Now, some of you have heard the two nature of the Christian life. It basically goes something along this line, that when you come to Christ, you have a relationship with God and you have this area of your life that is new. But the old area doesn't go away yet until you die. You're stuck between the old and the new. And you are now in conflict. You have an old nature, your old being, and you have a new nature, your new being. When I first heard this teaching early on in my Christian life, it was illustrated in the concept of a good dog and a bad dog, a white dog, black dog. And whichever dog you feed food to the most will be the dog that is the strongest. If you feed your good dog, he will grow and he will be able to fight your bad dog, and he'll always win the battle. But conversely, the black dog, he will grow up and become stronger than the good little white dog, and he will always win. And this has led many Christians into an absolute false understanding of their identity in Christ. It is a bad teaching. Now, let me try to explain to you what I believe to be Paul's teaching about the Christian life. Your nature, your very being, is new in Christ. Paul is very clear that when you are born of the Spirit, your new man is created in Christ, and your old man dies. It passes away. It is old. It is gone. It is dead. It no longer exists. Your nature has been recreated in righteousness, in holiness, in the truth, because it is in Christ. It is born of the Spirit, and that which is born of the Spirit is holy and righteous and beyond reproach. And Paul sees these categories very clearly. They are completely mutually exclusive. But we continue to live on earth in the natural realm. God leaves us here. He doesn't transport us to heaven. If every believer that was born again and came into a new nature creation in Christ was taken out of the world instantly and transported into another realm called heaven or paradise with God, there would be no Christians, no representation of Jesus left on the earth. And this is God's economy. This is His plan, to leave us on earth in the natural for all the remainders of our natural days, in order to bring Him glory, in order to live according to His purpose, in order to use us as ambassadors so that other people can come to Him. This is how He grows His church. This is how His kingdom increases. But there's a dynamic that is very real, and that is we still live in a natural body. Our bodies are the very last thing to be fully redeemed. We still live in the brokenness of the natural realm. And for Paul, that natural realm that we live in the brokenness of this world, is our flesh. It is not our nature. It is not our identity. It's our flesh suit, if you want to put it that way. It's what carries the treasure of the new life and identity of Christ. Paul talks about this in 2 Corinthians. He says, we have this treasure in earthen vessels, in clay pots. Don't focus so much on your earth suit. Yes, we like to dress it up. We like for it to look good. We want it to be fit and healthy. It is the temple of the Holy Spirit. So yes, we should be good to our life suit. But our life suit is wasting away. It is experiencing the ongoing effects of sin. So Paul sees this dynamic. It's not duality. It's not that there's two realities in Paul's thinking. It's one reality. He is holistic in his thinking. We are spiritual in nature, and we're living in a physical body. And so he can clearly say that it is no longer I, the new identity in Christ. I'm not the one doing it. He's going to talk about this more later on in the chapter. But it's sin in my flesh which is doing it. It dwells in the members of my flesh. We're going to look at that in the next episode. But I want to focus in this episode on this truth. You are not two natures. To say that a believer is two natures goes against every aspect of God's created order. There is nothing in God's creation that has two natures. Everything God created lives and expresses itself by its nature. Every plant creates and recreates and lives according to its nature as that plant. A dog is a dog. A cat is a cat. Things don't have two natures. And humans don't have two natures. They live either by the old nature in Adam, or they live by the new nature in Christ. So contemplate these truths. Get these things settled deep down into your belief system, because they are foundational in our understanding of the Christian experience. So be strong and courageous, and love Jesus more.